This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 12 of the Seeker's Challenge. This week, we're exploring the second element of the Seeker's Way, the path of the Seeker. Find your guides. We've considered that guides come in many forms, and we must be expectant, looking for them, like good omens. We've seen that as we open up to, with expectancy, to the idea of a guide, we will be more likely to find that guide. If we are clear and open to where we need guidance. Now, as beautiful and as powerful as it can be, to find the right guide and the right guidance when you need it on the path. Finding and having guides is not without dangers. And there is a danger we must always be paying attention to and not allow to overtake us. Shunju Suzuki writes about this danger. Remember him? He's the Zen master from the past who told us that life is like a boat that has just set sail and is going out to sink. Remember him? Well, he had some other really powerful wisdom that he shared about guides and guidance. Listen to this. Kill the Buddha if the Buddha exists somewhere else. Kill the Buddha because you should resume your own Buddha nature. What's Suzuki saying here? Well, in one sense, he's saying, don't get too wedded to a guide, to a guru, to a person. Because ultimately, the guide you must take with you every step of the way is yourself. The one who seeks transcendence, the one who seeks transformation, is you. It's your journey. And to be too wedded to a guru or to a guide is to give up control for your journey and of your journey. And then a guide no longer becomes one who provides insight and energy, but a guide becomes a manipulative, controlling force in our lives. And the beauty of guidance can become dangerous and devastating. So here we ask another question. The challenge question for today. How do I allow a guide in, but simultaneously resist that guide? There's a paradox here. How do I allow a guide into my life, but simultaneously resist that guide so that I never become reliant? I never become dependent on a guide, but always becomes a dance between two people, a dance between two people who are making their own way. Ah, echoes of next week. Who are forging their own paths, but simultaneously allowing the influence of the other to make that path richer, more accessible. Never let a guide control you, or the person is no longer a guide in your life, but the dictator of your life. Take a deep breath. As we do, find your own breathing rhythm. And consider if you've allowed a guide too much power in your life. Or you have not allowed guides enough access to your life. The opposite of allowing a guide too far in is to put up barrier after barrier after barrier to keep wisdom out. Breathing, consider. Have you let a guide too far in? Have you kept a guide too far out? I will allow guides into my life. I will listen with expectancy. I will be open and anticipate what that guide, in whatever form that guide arrives, what that guide can teach me. The insights and the energy the guide will bring. I am open to that, but I am also simultaneously responsible for my own path. I will not let a guide control, dictate. Here we find the wisdom of allowing and countering. Allowing and countering. Feel almost the rocking motion of that important element of guidance. Allowing, countering. Allowing for, countering against. Find your own Buddha, allowing for wisdom to enter, but countering so that it never overtakes you and you disappear and become too entangled in the life of another. Experience the wonder of a well-placed and timed guide. Allow it. We need it. But also counter so that you remain the one holding the map, the one making the way.